RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
A daily dose of Melanie means a daily dose of health. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
Daily dose of Melanie means Melanie gets to give her opinions on things, and that's always fun. But right now, I'm not going to give necessarily an opinion, but some tips. With all the crazy weather that we've been having around the country, and just here in Chicago, we just had flooding and flash flooding and tons of rain. So there's just some things you should think about when you know the weather's going to be bad and you know that you might be stuck in your house, or your kids are asking you if they can go out that night when you know the weather's going to be really bad. And even just last night, I wouldn't let my son go to gymnastics or go out to a concert or anything because we knew there was going to be some flash flooding and rain. So some tips that you can think about. You want to always make sure, in case your power goes out, check those flashlights. Make sure you've got batteries, fresh batteries. And don't do it at the last minute when you hear the weather's going to be bad. Make sure that you go ahead and check the batteries in all your flashlights. And if you do have a little charging station or something, make sure those things are always plugged in and charged up and ready in case the weather does get bad. And listen to the weather. If it is going to get bad, double check those batteries again. Also check your sump pump. Make sure you've got a good working sump pump if you have a basement and a backup battery, because let me tell you, it has been a nightmare when we've found our sump pump not working, or the power goes out, then your sump pump doesn't work, and then you sit like the guy from Lost pushing the button all night to make sure the sump pump works, and you have to manually keep that thing working. Now, my husband once took the battery out of his car, because he's handy that way sometimes, and he hooked it up to the sump pump so that that would work. I thought that was rather clever, but we had extension cords running all the way from, you know, around the house. It was awful, but it still worked and kept our basement from flooding. You also want to make sure that your drains are clear in your yard. If you have central line drains that lead out onto the street, make sure those are clear of leaves and debris. Go check them often. Another source of flooding people don't realize is the gutters. If your gutters are filled, you can see the water coming down in sheets as it goes through those filled gutters. I'm not making a commercial for those gutter things that cover it, those gutter netting, but you should keep your gutters clean. Make sure that there's not a lot of debris in them, because that certainly is another cause of flooding. These are just things. Make your list and check them in advance. And if you know some of the weather's getting crazy, make sure that you have good fresh batteries and that you're plenty prepared. This is Melanie Cole, and I'm prepared too. Stay well.